Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 994, for Saturday, January 4th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After 3 weeks at number 25, jumping 5 to number 20, Everdell, by James A. Wilson, published by Starling Games, with 19,843 views. That's a gain of 5,755, or 41%, and is 3,890 more than last week's number 20. So it bears saying at this point that this is actually not a unique occurrence. All the way up and down this list, you're going to see games with double-digit percentage increases. This is normal for this week of the year. I don't know why, I just know that it happens every year. January tends to be the highest point of page views of the entire calendar year. This week, we have 17 games in the top 20 that have more views than last week, and only 3 with fewer. Averaging all of them together, the average increase of a game in the top 20 this week is 28%. Since that includes those that declined, figure that as about 30, actually maybe a touch more, but figure about 30% as average. So anything above 30% is actually performing better than average. Anything below 30%, even if it's still a gain, is a little below average. So Everdell's 41% is better than average. This is the highest position Everdell has seen in 4 months, going back to the end of August, when it was number 18. After climbing back into the top 10 last week, falling from 7 to 19, Wondrous Creatures by C.W. Yeom, published by Bad Comet, with 20,563, 720 more than Everdell, a decline of 17%, so this is one of our big declines. Something else you will notice, though, is that largely, even though there are such massive increases because everybody's increase is big, you don't see a whole lot of big positional movements, although there is definitely a bias in favor of evergreen titles in this week of the year. The number one from 2 weeks ago, last week's number 10, is down 8 more to 18, Fromage, by Matthew O'Malley and Ben Rossett, published by Road to Infamy Games with 21,080, about 500 more than Wondrous Creatures and a decline of 8%. Climbing 4 to 17, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf with 21,304, about 200 more than Fromage and a gain of 34%. After 2 weeks at number 17, up 1 to 16, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 21,831, about 500 more than Dune, and a gain of 26%. So that is a touch below average. Repeating at number 15, Andromeda's Edge. This is actually its third week of the last 4 at number 15. It's by Luke and Maximus Laurie and published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 22,427, about 600 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 17%. So I think in any other week, it would have lost views. And so I guess you would expect that next week it'll lose more views than others, perhaps. After 2 weeks at number 19, jumping up 5 to 14, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games with 23,524, 1,100 more than Andromeda's Edge, a gain of 40%. So here's your evergreen effect. Everdell is one of those. Wingspan is one of those. Both had 5 position gains. Both had 40 percentage point gains. This is actually the highest position Wingspan has seen since the last week of January last year. And earlier in the month, in the month of January last year. It actually was in the top 10 a couple times. Vaulting from 30 to 13, Far Away by Johannes Guppy and Corentin Lebrat, published by Pandasaurus Games, with 24,959, 1,400 more than Wingspan, and a gain of 87%. Inching down 1 to 12, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 26,041, 1,100 more than Far Away, and a gain of 19%. But it loses a position, because 19 is below average. Another game with a 5-position jump, going from 16 to 11, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 26,207. 166, I guess last one, 26,000 also. 166 more than Civolution, and a gain of 45%. There are just 3 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 7 to 19, Wondrous Creatures, from 6 to 27, Rebirth, oh, and I missed it, from 10 to 18, Fromage. Number 10, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Fruxelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 26,429, 222 more than Brass, a gain of 35%. Last week it was number 14. The week before that it was number 18, so that's back-to-back 4 position climbs, as it returns to the top 10 for the first time in 6 weeks, and charts for the 237th time. This mark of 26,000 plus for the number 10 game is 3,500 more than last week's number 10. Number 9, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 26,960, about 500 more than Terraforming Mars, also a gain of 35%. Last week it was number 13, so a 4-position climb also for Heat. It returns after 3 weeks away. After jumping into the top 10 at number 5 4 weeks ago, it dropped back to 18, then it climbed up to 15, up to 13, and now back into the top 10 at number 9 for its 75th appearance. Number 8, Sky Team, by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masqué, with 28,259, 1,300 more than Heat, a gain of 39%. This is our highest new entry, returning after 5 months away and charting for the 7th time. Last week it was number 12, so a 4-position gain here as well. So last week's 12, 13, 14 are this week's 8, 9, 10. The last couple of times it was in the top 10 was after winning the Spiel des Jahres. Number 7, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 28,598. About 340 more than Sky Team, in a gain of 20%. So it is on the low end. Number 6, Duel for Middle Earth, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repost Production, with 29,528. 930 more than Slay the Spire, a gain of 28%, exactly right on average. But again, if you just take the games that have actually gained, maybe a touch below average. This is the 2nd week in a row it has gained 3 positions. It had fallen all the way back to number 12. Last week back up to 9, now back up to 6 again, where it last was a few weeks ago. However, number 6 is a multiple of 3. So it's the 9th consecutive week that this game has been in a position that is a multiple of 3. I find this very entertaining. Number 5, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 39,877. So a clear line here between the top 5 and the rest of the list, as there is a 10,000 view gap. a larger gap between 5 and 6 than we saw between 6 and 20. It is a 43% gain for harmonies, which was good enough to give 5 positions lower down the list, but it actually loses a spot due to the increased competition above it. Number 4. Mistborn, the deck-building game, by John D. Clare, published by Brotherwise Games with 40,804, about 900 more than Harmonies, a decline, here's our third decline, of 22%. It was number 1 last week, so it falls back 3 positions in its 3rd week on the list. Number 3. Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 45,140, 4,300 more than Mistborn, a 62% increase. That's the largest increase within the top 20 by far. And it's for a very old game. No, it's not very old, but it's not new by any stretch. This is the second week in a row it's gained 2 positions, going from 7 to 5 to 3, the highest position it has seen since almost 1 full year ago. January 13th of last year, it was also number 3. That was its peak for the year. In this case, the reason for the big increase is there's an upcoming GameFound campaign, quote, to celebrate Ark Nova's number 3 overall ranking on BGG, an official big box accessory expansion, unquote. It's, again, it's upcoming, hasn't started yet, and it's listed as Ark Nova 3-dition. So they've taken the letter E and turned it around and made it a 3, which is, doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's fine. Number 2, Arcs, by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games with 45,680. Just 540 more than Ark Nova, a gain of only 16%, but after 2 weeks at number 3, it's enough to move it up one more spot to number 2, which it captures for the ninth time, becoming the 10th game to spend 9 or more weeks as the runner-up. Number 1, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 56,775, 11,000 more than Arcs, a 27% increase, so a touch below average, but certainly more than enough to push it up that final spot to recapture the number 1 for the second time. The last time was 8 weeks ago in the second week of November, when it was previously number 1. For Saturday, January 4th, 2025.